Australia, the land down under, the great southern land, world renowned for its pristine beaches, red sands of the outback, rolling mountain ranges, tropical rainforests, sun and surf. But if you dig below the shiny surface, below its sunny, smiling exterior, you'll expose a murky history of violence, murder and organised crime. This is the underland, the underbelly of the land down under. The 1980s was a wild time in the history of crime in Australia, and the city of Melbourne was no exception. Gangs of armed robbers ruthlessly terrorised banks and businesses using firearms and extreme violence. Members of these gangs were described as among the most vicious in the country, and some did not hesitate in taking innocent lives for their own financial gain. A rapidly expanding number of bank branches, combined with increasing amounts of cash being kept on these premises, offered an enticing prospect for career criminals who were willing to risk their freedom or their lives for a chance to grab some cash and run. By the late 80s, bank robberies had become so frequent that the armed robbery squad in Melbourne had a phone in its headquarters that allowed banks to call through direct and report any holdups. It was said that come 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, it was almost a sure bet that the phone would ring. The Victoria Police Armed Robbery Squad was a specialised unit within the Victoria Police Force in Australia. This squad was dedicated to investigating and combating armed robberies, which involved the use of weapons to commit theft or robbery. Members of the squad would undergo specialised training and possess expertise in investigating such crimes, including gathering evidence, conducting surveillance operations, and apprehending suspects involved in armed robberies. Their primary objective was to ensure public safety and security by targeting and apprehending individuals or groups involved in armed robbery activities within the state of Victoria. With the escalation in frequency of robberies and the violence used to carry them out, police stepped up their efforts to counterattack. The Victoria Police Armed Robbery Squad became ruthless in their pursuit of the gangs responsible, choosing to fight fire with fire, which soon resulted in multiple shooting deaths of criminals. Among the gangs on the authorities' radar was a notorious group referred to as the Flemington Crew, named after the inner north western Melbourne suburb of Flemington in which they operated. The Flemington Crew gained a name for being particularly menacing and brutal in their robberies, often holding firearms to the faces of their victims to intimidate them as they committed their crimes. An associate of the Flemington Crew, Frank Velastro, was an especially brazen and violent individual and soon found himself in the sights of authorities. In June of 1987, the armed robbery squad geared up to raid Velastro's premises for his arrest, knowing that it was likely he would not go quietly. As predicted, Frank Velastro was armed, and the raid ended with him being fatally shot by Senior Constable Michael Leslie. On hearing the news of Velastro's death, members of the Flemington Crew came to the belief that police would be looking to carry out the same attacks on them, and they too would meet the same fate. A key figure in this underworld group was Victor Pierce. Pierce was a ruthless and violent criminal and held a bitter grudge against the authorities. Rumours on the street soon surfaced that due to the Frank Velastro killing, Pierce, along with other members of his criminal associates, had made a pact to gain retribution against the police. The agreement being that if another criminal fell at the hands of police, two police officers would fall at the hands of their gang. The Underland, coming soon, wherever you get your podcasts.